Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp takes first base on ball four. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Ward fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Shang and he is out, Scott applying the tag. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is hit by the pitch. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pipp bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Cutshaw covering, for the out. Ruth moves to second. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones bunts towards first. Pip fields the ball and throws to Shockey covering. Safe. Blue moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb bunts between the mound and first base. Shockey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. Blue moves to third. Jones moves to second. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach is walked intentionally. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. Jones scores. Veach goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Kutchaw bunts between the mound and first base. Shockey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kutchaw for the out. Fothergill scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Scott reaches second base with a double. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 0-for-1 in the game. Shockey is hit by the pitch. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to third. Shockey moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Pipp reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Shockey scores. Ruth goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 to Tigers. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pipp scores. It's Yankees, 4, Tigers, 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-1 in the game. Emke hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shockey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 5-4, Yankees. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shockey moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kutchaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 3 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Shang reaches third base with a triple. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward is hit by the pitch. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 2 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 2 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Ward fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Shockey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Witt bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Veach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Veach reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 5, Tigers, 5. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pipp hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Ward steals second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush now pitching. Danny Clark pinch hits for Topper Rigney. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 3 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstad pinch runs for Johnny Basler. Fred Haney pinch hits for Howard Emck. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.